Blog Talk Radio.
Whoa, 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 yeah. Whoa, 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 yeah. Oh. Whoa, oh, oh, yeah, yeah. Take off those heels, lay on my bed. Whisper dirty secrets while I'm pulling on your head. Poison in our veins, but we don't even care. Candles dripping on your body, baby, this ain't truth or dare. Everybody wonders where we run off to. My body on your body, baby, sticking like some glue. Naughty, let's get naughty, girl, it's only one or two. The fever's fucking running, feel the heat between us two. I'm gonna ride.
Housekeeping, I'd like to fluff your pillow. Hello.
All right.
Oh, God, no, you're echoing.
I know. I'm working.
We're going to echo. This is going to be great. Are you hitting buttons over there? That's some bullshit. So you're going to fix that echo button? Because that's fucking annoying as shit. I can't understand you, but all right.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
You can. Is it still echoing?
I can. No, it is not.
Okay. I just shut my other...
Absolutely, I can fucking hear you.
Good.
But guess what I did last night?
Oh, a midget?
No, but there was one. It was pretty fucking awesome.
Awesome.
Best thing ever. Okay, so I went border jumping because that's what I like to do all the fucking time because the fuck doesn't want to go to Wisconsin and get some fucking cheese. This girl.
Right. Absolutely.
So, I went to Power Man 5000 and had PE. Why not?
Awesome. Yeah.
Who wouldn't?
Mm-hmm.
Hung out with Jeremiah Stratton from Head PE for a while. It was pretty fucking fun because, you know, he's the AOW master of disaster. So, that was fun. Taught him about the chicken dance that I tend to do while I'm on stage, because who doesn't dance like a chicken? I mean, clearly.
Right. Yeah.
Because, you know, it's more or less called the T-Rex shuffle. I don't like to, you know, give out all my dance moves, but kind of like a chicken dance, but you kind of bend your knees a little bit, and you put your, tuck your little arms in, and you wave them around like a T-Rex, because big head, little arms.
Okay.
So, that was fun. Yeah, it was a good time. Like, you know, head PE never really, so that's fun. But, you know, I do have to say, there's always that one person.
Yeah.
Always. Always.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody wants to be that guy. And when you're that guy, I can't help but laugh a little bit, especially when I'm sober. So,
oh, yeah.
I go outside to smoke a cigarette because I'm an asshole and I smoke cigarettes. And so I'm sitting there, and this guy walks out, and he goes, fuck. And I'm like, I'm not even going to respond. Normally, I would take that and run and respond with something clever.
Mm-hmm.
No. I didn't. I didn't say a fucking word. And this guy's, like, standing, leaning forward, and there's, like, six cement stairs in front of him.
Oh.
And I'm like, he's going to fall. he's going to take a nice little tumble, and I'll go down and be the nice person to pick him up. But I'm going to kind of watch this because it's 8 o'clock. Why not? We're in Wisconsin. Slim pickings. Slim pickings.
Right.
So this guy goes, he goes to go forward, and he's like, oh, there's a step there. I'm like, yeah, maybe. And he's like, fuck it. And he sits down. And he's like, fuck it. And he's like, literally, this guy, like, puts his head down and he, like, passes out on the step. And I'm like, wow. So my friend Nikki's with me, and she goes, yeah, buddy. And this guy pops up out of nowhere with the best line. Now, I don't know if you know much about rap, but I do. So this guy, like, he out of nowhere, and me and my roommate do this shit all the time. So I'll be like, yeah, buddy. And my roommate will always be like, Chevy tuned up like a NASCAR pit stop. And, like, this guy legit starts doing it, and we just start rapping out of nowhere. So all these people turn around, and they're like, what the fuck? And I'm like, all right. So I, like, literally dust my shoulder off and walk inside. Like, that just happened. And I'm like, it's a good time. Good time.
Oh, my God, that was funny.
Never fails. Never fails. Gotta have fun everywhere you go. Just saying.
This is true. This is true.
There's
rules
and
such.
Yeah. So I was just given a phone call by a friend of mine to go and clean out her liquor cabinet with her tomorrow. By liquor cabinet clearing, we're supposed to drink all of said alcohol in her house.
Well, absolutely.
So she tells me the kind of beer that she has. And I'm like, like, there's no way to make Keystone Light taste any kind of delicious. So, my friend being the one that... Oh, it is. I can't even choke that shit down if I wanted to. And she's like, we could just go ahead and add the Fireball to it. I'm like, oh, fuck. Because that's going to make it taste so wonderful.
Hell yeah.
So, apparently, I was going to drink me some Keystone Light tomorrow with some Fireball whiskey done mixed with it. Because we's all redneck and such like that.
I guess. My goodness.
Yeah.
It
I was given
delightful.
The challenge. I was
a
given
challenge?
A challenge for this evening. Yeah.
You were going to say,
but
okay.
We are supposed to do accents. So.
Accents. Oh, boy.
With said challenge, I have now done Southern. But Jeremiah decided, my lovely AOW brother, that I have a Minnesota accent because I was messing with him and I kept going, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And he's like, God, you are from Minnesota, aren't you? I'm like, oh, don't you know we got the finest goulash over in Minnesota, yeah? And I instantly thought of you because Craig, my roommate, was like, God, you and Tracy do that so well. I'm like, how do you think our boss felt? We got the vodka over there in aisle 3, yeah?
Oh, yeah. Don't forget to get that. All the whiskey and stuff, because that goes good with goulash.
With goulash, oh yeah. We make some really good lutefisk up here in Minnesota, yeah, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yep, we're good. We're good. You sound a little angry. Are you angry?
I'm not angry. I'm just trying to figure out why this was messed up and... Quite honestly, I'm trying to figure out exactly.
Don't say men, because we can't figure out men no matter how hard we try.
Oh, my God. I'm not even going to try and figure out men. Are you kidding me? Forget
you know,
it.
Okay, now here's the thing. Here's the thing. You pick a challenge with a woman, being a man.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I had this experience this morning, and I'm not going to, like, put my shit on blast, but
right.
You pick a challenge with a woman. You say the wrong fucking thing, you put your foot in your mouth, but yet you continue to try and dismiss said argument by saying, please don't blast me. Okay, I'm not going to blast you, but when you sit there and you run your little whippersnapper and then you get caught up in it, and this person, like, I come back with defense because I'm a woman,
right.
But being a man, you don't shut the fuck up. There's a time and a place when a man should say something. And when you're trying to argue with a woman, you just shut up. Like, just stop talking. And you keep poking. And I'm a Gemini and a redhead and stubborn as fuck. And you just keep poking the bear. It's not a good idea. Mm-mm.
Right.
Mm-mm. Men, y'all just need to learn when to just shut your little trapper.
Well, yeah. You know what? I'm not even gonna.
Ew! Take me. Can I poke you just a little bit? Just a little bit.
Can you what?
I can get you to talk.
Oh boy.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. So no. I was watching that little thing about men and panties.
Oh yeah.
I think men should try on women's panties for the entire day.
Oh my god, that would be amazing.
Boxers are fucking easy. Boxers, that's simple.
Mm-hmm.
Simple. I think the biggest challenge with boxers is probably trying to keep them down and said pants. And not like, yeah, that's probably the only challenge with boxers. You try and like, you have, if you wear a thong, you gotta like fix it all the time and like make it look all cute and shit. You wear boy shorts, you gotta like make sure they're up your ass just enough and like over yonder just enough. And yeah, like wear women's panties for a whole day.
That's funny.
Just saying. Just saying. And then they're like, I don't know how women wear these. Well, gee, no wonder fucking why. I think picking them out is the hardest challenge because you got to figure out what color you're going to wear, which one you want up your ass.
For
difficult.
What?
The struggle is real. Picking out panties is the hardest part.
Just don't wear
any. Got to color coordinate and shit.
Just don't wear any. Pretty easy.
True.
Matches everything.
True.
No panty line. Not going to bunch.
Can't get your panties in a bunch if you ain't got them on.
Exactly. Why do you think I'm a lot more calm lately? Calmish. Whatever. Fuck it. Close enough.
I find myself headbanging to Disturbed right now, and I'm very disturbed that I'm doing that because I can't stand them. Girl. Oh, man. I really think I need to go and sing my little heart out at a Slapshot show here soon because I got the itch to get back on stage. Got the itch.
Hey, when I play music, can you hear it?
I heard Ride.
Okay.
And that was it.
Okay. Okay, so you want to sing?
Oh, no. Not right now. Thanks, though.
Well,
I'm good.
Too bad. Sorry.
I'm good. You're just such a fucking whore. Nope.
Sorry. What song would you like?
This is not
wait,
a stage.
No,
granted,
I am
in said vehicle.
Got it. Sorry. I'm sorry.
I'm not doing it. Not. I'm currently rocking out to Faith. Okay.
To what?
To Faith.
See what?
I'm not singing. You can sit here and try this shit all night. It ain't gonna work.
I'm not gonna. You're gonna do it.
I'm not gonna do nothing. I will turn my phone on mute and smoke a cigarette. That's what I will do. Mm-hmm.
You're such a brat. You know you want to do it.
So why are you crabby? Why? Like, let's discuss why you're crabby.
I don't really want to.
Or I could tell you, I was asked to possibly go do something to help somebody else out. I ain't smacked a bitch in 2 weeks. My hand is starting to shake just a little bit.
Oh, boy. No, I'm not angry at all.
Are you disappointed?
I'm...
Ooh.
I'm
a sigh.
I'm complicated. That's what we're gonna say. I'm complicated. And...
Okay. Does this go back to you just need to go ahead and do what makes you happy? Because I am great at advice with that. I'm going to take that as a slight yes.
We'll just go with complication and stuff. So,
okay.
Yeah.
God, you're vague. All right.
I know. I'm super vague. Mm-hmm. Yep.
All right. Mm-hmm.
So I posted this thing on Facebook earlier, and I don't know if you saw it, but I'm kind of excited
about
it. I'm not going to lie. It was It's a picture of Dracula's castle, and it says, "You have been offered to tour Dracula's castle in Romania for free. Do you accept?"
Fuck yeah.
I know. I can't even believe that's actually a question, because that's like, hell yes. Hell yes.
That's like Narnia.
Yeah, that would be amazing. I would stay there. I would vacation there. If I could spend a week, oh my God.
Fuck
awesome.
Yeah. I'm down.
You know what I think we should do?
I think we should go to Vegas. I think bad decisions
agreed.
Need to be made. I am in like a mood. This past month has fucked me up, and people just want to keep fucking with me. So I think that we should just go to Vegas.
Okay.
I mean, really, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas, so they say. So why not? Let's just make that happen.
Right.
Pretty much what happens in Vegas goes on Facebook. But
yeah,
I have not fucked with anybody in a while. I have not gone to a bar and got hammered in a while. I really got to think about this before I say it. No?
Wait,
did I go to a bar recently and get fucked up? No, I have not had a $200 bar tab in a while. So.
Okay.
Although I'd probably have to check my bank account to clarify that one. But, yeah, no, I don't think I've been, I don't know, I've been good.
Oh, my God, you're funny.
I really got, like, bad that I really got to think about that.
You're like,
yeah,
oh,
I got
to
make a bad decision. I got to do something fun. I don't have any fun drunk stories. Like, the last drunk story I had, I went to a house party, and this chick, okay, now mind you, I just recently got my nipples pierced. I don't know if I just heal faster than everybody else, but that's like, maybe it's because it's the second time I've had them done. I'm not quite sure. So, this chick, I'm at this house party, and mind you, I don't do drugs. So, I was sitting there, and this chick's like, I just got my nipples pierced, and she's running around without her top on. I'm like, okay, congratulations. Like, I don't know what to tell you. Like, that's
friendly.
Cool. Like, nice tits. High five. And she's like, can you help me rinse them? Because I got to put this, like, salt on them and stuff. And I'm like, oh, God, you're one of those girls.
Oh, my God.
So I'm like, it was like, do you use the, like, paste for salt? Like, I made a saltwater paste for mine, but, like, everyone knows it differently.
Right.
She's like, no, just hold this. And she gives me a spoon and sea salt. And I'm like, all right, whatever. So I'm, like, going to make, like, the sea salt, like, water for her. And I pour the, like, sea salt onto a tablespoon. And this guy walks up and sniffs the fucking sea salt like it's cocaine. And he legit thought it was fucking cocaine. I'm like, dude, it's fucked up. Like, this guy is fucked up right now. Like, all right, that's,
wow.
Like, whatever, more fire to you, bro. Dude, straight, I mean, like, this is like a full tablespoon. Dude sniffs it. I'm dying laughing. I'm like, this guy's, like, legit fucking retarded. All right, that's cool. So he runs around, and, like, next thing I know, he's got a taser, and he's tasing himself. I'm like, am I on, like, a fucking, like, punk show or some shit? No,
wow.
Just at a house party. Yeah. So, needless to say, 20 minutes later, I find this chick as I, like, have this spoon in my hand still, and she's still running around without her top on, and she's like, oh, I still got a sea salt in my boobs. I'm like, all right. So she goes and she has, like, two cups, like, running around this party with, like, two cups attached to her tits. And I'm like, this is real life right now. Mind you, I didn't even want to go to this party because I had gone to the birthday party part of it that I wanted to go to. I didn't want to end up at the house party, but Angela was too intoxicated. Imagine that. So I kind of took it as a sign when I walked towards my vehicle and there's two cops sitting next to it. And I was like, yeah, I probably should not drive. So I got driven to said house party. So I call this cab company, then they can't come get me till 6 in the morning. Fantastic. So, I'm still at this house party, and, like, everyone decides that they're just going to start arguing. And I don't deal with, like, drama at all whatsoever. Like, I'm, like, happy sunshine and flowers as much as I fucking possibly can, and it kills me. So, I bring everybody outside. And I decide to be the weirdo. And I, like, look up at the sky, and, like, everyone's still arguing, and I'm like, oh, look at that. There's the Big Dipper. Everybody look up. It's great. It's phenomenal. You just need to, like, look at Orion's belt. You'll be just fine. And they're like, what the fuck was that? And I'm like, look at the sky. It's so beautiful. And they're like, are you doing a British accent right now? I'm like, It, yeah, duh, clearly. I didn't just come from fucking China. And they all start laughing. They're like, this is why we're friends. Like, you're fucking crazy fun. And I'm like, well, yeah, you know, shit's gotta happen. Shut the, like, y'all are fighting because of whatever just didn't even happen because you guys are too fucked up. Like, just shut up and have fun. Yeah, that was, like, my last drinking night. But then, like, I came home, and I am a mom, and I have kids. So, like, my kids were awake, and I had my babysitter had to leave. So I stayed awake the whole next day and decided, I'm going to go drink with my mom. So I went and drank the whole next day with my mom, and she was like, you're, like, you do realize, like, you're not young. I'm like, yeah, I know. But I had fun while I did it, because when you're completely fucking tired and drink on top of that, you just get fucking faster. Less of a bill, really. Just saving myself.
Mm-hmm.
And who doesn't like breakfast shots?
Right.
You know how many people don't know what breakfast shots are?
How could they not know what breakfast shots are?
People don't know what the... When I went to fucking Ohio, people didn't even know what two gingers was.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, I guess Ohio's, like, behind on the times. I'm not quite sure. I introduced, like... 7 people to teach gingers.
Hmm.
Yeah. Breakfast shots. Uh-huh. Butterscotch schnapps, Jameson, and orange juice.
Hmm.
With a slice of bacon. Not hard. And delicious.
Hmm.
Yeah. Ew, you're fucking moody. Why are females moody? Gross.
I'm not moody.
Oh. You're complicated, and I don't like it.
I'm complicated.
Gross.
No, actually, I was
That's
just
what's
trying
complicated.
To, I was trying to look at stuff to see how to get it to stream, and I'm not entirely sure what to do, and I really don't want to crash everything, so I'm just going to hold off on testing the Tenacity stream.
Yeah, let's not do that and say that we did.
Pretty much.
So,
I'll
I'm staring at my
boobs.
Staring at my home brewery kit. We should make beer.
Okay.
I haven't made beer in a while, and it's, like, haunting me.
Okay, but you're going to have to
try it to
make sure that we don't die.
I've made beer several times. Are you serious?
Yeah,
it's just, like, a process and stuff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it's really annoying, but I've done it.
How long does it take?
Oh, you know, you gotta boil shit down and make stuff into junk, and then you gotta pour it into a thingamajigger and a dickerhoo, and then you gotta fucking put it in a dark place for, like, 7 days, and then you gotta bottle it, and then you gotta put it in the bottles for 7 days. So it's, like, 21-day process. Yeah.
Okay, but I didn't realize the thingamajiggy and the whatchamacallit, but...
Yeah, you know, a whatchamacallit and a doohickey.
All
right. Totally works. Right. Yeah. All
right. Okay. That's cool.
But we can drink beer while we make beer. Ha!
Worked for me. Hey, you know what today
is? Fuck yeah.
National Drink Beer Day.
It is National Drink Beer. And you know what I'm doing? Drinking a beer.
I am not.
Because you know why? Go fuck yourself. That's why.
Pretty much. Well, maybe later.
You know, I got... I don't even know who the fuck is all listening to this, but I don't really fucking care. I was dared not to take care of myself for... a long period of time. So,
why?
I'm going to do it.
Why?
I don't know. Apparently somebody wants me to be a royal bitch. I don't know. I was dared, and I'm taking the challenge. So.
Okay. Let's just talk about this
for
a second.
Yeah, I might cry a little bit. I didn't want to talk about it.
So, how long are you not supposed to, you know?
Like a month.
Service.
Like a month. Yeah.
Okay, but you're not supposed to take care of yourself. Does that mean somebody else can take care of you?
You know what, I was going to ask that, but I didn't want to, like, sound like a whore. But no, like, literally, like, no shower head, no dildos, no toys. Like, are you fucking serious right now?
Hmm.
This isn't fair. This is not fair. But I am a loyal, faithful, trustworthy person, so I'm not going to do said things that I was told that I was there to do.
So somebody
put that in
not...
your juice box and suck it.
Well, I'm just trying to...
I literally was dared that I couldn't do it because I'm a 3-time-a-dare, so...
I know.
I know.
I'm just trying to
Yeah.
Trying to comprehend
that. Yeah.
Huh.
I know. It's rough. It is. I swear to God, I was meant to be a male. But, yeah. Might cry a little bit. Might just. Yeah.
Oh.
So if I have a cunt later on.
Or I could all technically right, not. I could technically not do it with you.
It's like the 30-day no masturbation challenge. I'm not sure I want to do this.
You're like, can we talk about this?
It like, okay. Makes me sad,
so,
and my heart sad, and
so
you know. But there
days.
Is all that you know, a drunk night you don't remember. Like if it, I don't
if
know.
You don't remember, if you don't remember, then it doesn't count, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So they say.
Okay. Well, should I partake in the challenge with you?
Yeah, 30 days, no masturbation. What the fuck? So when we're assholes and cunts later on this, you know, next level show, as you know why.
Mm-hmm. Right?
If
no,
you're fucking public service
nonsense. For no reason. There's a reason.
What the fuck is wrong with you? I can't fucking masturbate.
Oh my God, that's like saying, yeah. Okay, at least.
That's like taking away, oh, yeah, well, you can eat chocolate. I can't eat chocolate because I'm allergic to it, but. It's like taking chocolate away from a kid.
Yeah. But at least I can still drink coffee.
True.
But, I mean, if you take both ways, forget it. I'm out.
This is like taking pizza away from people. You can't just fucking do that. Can you imagine, like, people who just don't masturbate? Like, they gotta be really angry.
Yeah.
I don't know how people do it. I don't know how people do it.
I don't know. I'm still trying to figure out people who are in relationships and they don't have sex for long periods of time.
Right.
I don't comprehend.
You know, you can get divorced for that.
Yeah.
You can divorce somebody for them not giving you sex.
Yeah, because
that
it's
is fucking amazing.
Mm-hmm.
That's
yeah.
fucking amazing. I do not mm-hmm. mind saying.
Well,
but
you can write a prenup for that. Where you'd have to write it in the prenup. We need to have sex XYZ number of times a month.
You know how to keep a man happy? You give a man a blowjob every single day. That's how you keep a man happy. That is the key to success. If it is successful, and a sexful, I can't even say it. Successful relationship, you give a man a blowjob every single day.
Okay, then here's my thought. Okay, I'm thinking aloud. I'm gonna bounce an idea off you, and we need volunteers. I want to find a couple. Okay. No. I want to find a couple who's fighting, and I want them to try the 30-day blowjob challenge then.
Oh, my God. That is genius.
I know, right?
How to keep a man happy.
If we have to be celibate completely, I think somebody else has to do that every day for a month. We need volunteers.
For sure. We need volunteers. I need to find who the fuck is in a relationship with listening. That is not going so wonderful.
Exactly. We need somebody who's fighting a lot. And we need a significant other who will accept the challenge and not fight the weenie.
Exactly.
So.
It cannot be a hateful blowjob. It has to be a you're enjoying yourself blowjob. So if that means you have to masturbate while you give the blowjob, fucking do it. Shut your fucking mouth.
Right? Exactly. We're going to fix your relationship in 30 days.
Yes,
and you know
we are going to fix your relationship.
At the end of 30 days, if the relationship is
if it doesn't work out,
I say we write a book and go on tour.
I'm not even kidding. Like, literally, okay, so here's the thing. Is like, all these guys are like, oh, you know, to keep the woman happy, that's how you fix your relationship. No, you got to keep the fucking man happy, too. Give the dude a blowjob. Shut your fucking mouth. Put a dick in it. Shut up. Mm-hmm. Not even kidding. Put a cock in it.
This could actually cause a bunch of couples to fight.
It's fucking true though. If you fucking give a dude a blowjob, I mean, really, if a guy's getting a blowjob every fucking day, is he gonna venture off somewhere else? Unless you're like mm-hmm. fucking disgusting, probably not. Give a dude a blowjob every single day.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
That's how to keep relationships happy. Key to success, right there.
Mm-hmm. That just happened. Live, right there.
Low jobs.
Hmm.
Do it.
We need volunteers.
I'm putting a stamp on it. I don't know anyone that's in a relationship but they're not happy. I really got to think about that too, though. Fuck.
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't think I know anyone that's unhappy. No. Do you know anyone? All right. If we have listeners that know someone that could use our advice, let us know.
Right.
Blow job a day.
Mm-hmm.
I know someone that just got out of a relationship, probably because he wasn't getting ahead. I don't fucking know. I didn't ask. Didn't go into details. I'm just saying.
Well, you know,
blow job a day.
There's all those things online where people are like, ooh, win him back. How to win him back. How to get him to say he loves you. I'm pretty sure that would probably put it right over the top.
Yeah. Blowjob it is. And you can't be a pussy about the blowjob either.
Right.
Oh, my jaw hurts. My head hurts. Just fucking do it.
Right. Well, and the thing is that doing that, there's no excuse for, like, a seven-day break. You got no excuse. You got nothing.
No.
Hmm.
No.
Genius. We
fucking
are
blow job it.
Relationships everywhere. We should charge people for this.
See?
Absolutely genius.
See? I'm helping.
Mm-hmm.
Glad I can
right
help
there.
Relationships.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Hmm. Yep. I like
oh,
it.
Man.
I like it. I like it a lot.
I don't know. If you can't participate in said challenge, I don't know what to tell you.
Mm-hmm. Should we post it on Facebook looking for people to... Or even people who are questionable. We will also accept questionable relationships to be able to enhance it. That should work, right?
Sure.
Okay.
All right. Yep, this needs to happen. This is going to happen right now.
Absolutely.
See, and that's the thing, too.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like he's getting all the pleasure if you're pleasuring yourself while giving said blowjob.
Well,
just
maybe
saying.
He could help. You know.
Oh, for sure. I mean, you could even switch it up, 69, do what you gotta do, but I'm just saying. Like,
mm-hmm. True. Mm-hmm. Yep. Genius.
Who knew?
Absolutely genius. Right there.
Who
boom.
Knew?
Mm-hmm. Who knew? We knew. How is every single?
I have no fucking idea.
We're adorable and brilliant.
And clearly have great, great ideas. And give blowjobs.
Exactly. And yet...
Huh. And I make my own beer. God.
Right?
Oh. Facts of life. Shit happens.
Mm-hmm.
I can't even ponder that thought.
You what?
I can't even answer that.
I don't know.
Maybe.
Beyond me.
I don't know.
What?
Maybe it's because I got a dirty mouth. I don't fucking know.
No.
I've been told I cuss too much.
Funny.
I've been told I cuss too much. I don't know.
No.
I don't know. Maybe it's because I actually have teeth. So, Slim Pickens in Wisconsin, let me fucking tell you, there is not even a single, like, five.
Yeah.
Even the girls, like, me and Nikki were looking around like, wow, Slim Pickens in fucking Chippewa Falls, like, holy shit.
How does that actually surprise you?
Oh, God, I don't know. The first time I went there, I... completely overdressed because apparently, like, wearing a leather shirt and, like, leather boots was just, like, holy shit.
Mm-hmm.
And a chick wanted to fight me the first time I was there. So then the second time I go there, people are looking at me like, oh, okay, she's overdressed.
Mm-hmm.
Concert material. I don't know. Leather boots and a leather jacket. Didn't know I was dressed fancy. But, yeah, this chick was like, you're, like, so pretty. And, like, thanks. No, like, you're really, really, really pretty. And so I got tagged in a meme this morning with eyebrows, and it was, like, the McDonald's eyebrows because it made, like, a hem.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's where that came from. because I don't know what's going on in Chippewa, but they need some help.
Ooh.
It was rough.
It sounds very.
And you don't have to have a shirt, and you don't have to have shoes to get into that bar.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Sounds interesting.
Yeah.
And scary.
I could totally bring you sometime. Oh, I just enjoy myself.
Mm-hmm. But not too much.
Very, very interesting, that's for sure. I don't know what the hell is wrong with your fucking little doodad, but it's talking
my doodad?
To me, and that's fucking weird.
What
yeah.
doodad?
I don't know. It just said I'm in the host queue. I'm not sure. Your fucking little thing just talked to me. I got to talk to my operator.
What is it? Got the little thingy.
Got the little thingy.
I don't know. I have no idea what it's doing right now. I don't know.
Gotta love when you combine these radio stations together. Oh, man. I really want to find people in a shitty relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Feel like we could go on Craigslist and be like, hey, we're a new therapist. We just wanted to let you know that a blowjob a day keeps the man happy.
Exactly. We're good like that.
Beer.
Hmm.
Beer and blowjobs. Oh.
I don't know. Freaking adorable.
I feel like I need to have a memorial for all of my toys since I have to do a 30-day celibacy challenge.
Well, maybe just let them be on vacation, you know?
Oh, fuck. Bullshit.
What?
But my friends con me into such bad ideas.
Because different? I don't know.
It is different, especially for me.
Mm-hmm. And it's not, I mean, that's not the worst thing. It's dangerous for people, but it'll be fine.
That's an understatement.
Mm-hmm.
Dangerous for people. Oh, God. Mm-hmm. Angela's life matters. Bullshit.
maybe whoever suggested it peaked their vacation.
I'm starting to wonder. I really, really am, because this isn't fair at all. Like, at all. I mean, really.
I still say that if somebody else does it, then that circumvents the rules of the challenge. The challenge is for you to not do it, right?
Right.
Suppose somebody else could.
I feel like people just want me to neglect everything.
I know, it's not right.
Bad ideas need to be had. I haven't made any in a while.
Well, the thing is that doing something like that creates very bad ideas. Like, impressively bad ideas.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It absolutely would. I'm just, what's
going to happen is I'm just going to get angry. And I'm going to eventually have to go do something else to make up for my lossage in the celibacy world.
Yep.
Oh, I don't know. I'm always down for a good challenge, I guess.
That's true. That is true.
I've done plenty of 30-day challenges.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it's pretty easy. It's not. Yep. No, I don't know. Whatever. You ever have one of those nights where you slept so awful the night before, and then you drank so much coffee that you're not even sure that you're going to sleep tonight?
No.
Wow. Fuck.
Apparently being up till, 4 in the morning makes you, late for everything during the day.
Well, there is that.
Yeah, I'm back to, insomnia hours. It's great.
Mm.
Great. Let me tell you.
Entertaining.
I really still want to put, like, the glow sticks on the ceiling fan.
Well, you know,
like, different areas on the ceiling fan.
Yeah. Well, I mean, when you have insomnia, I usually do, too, so. What the fuck?
Yeah. I just love how, like, friends on Facebook, like, this guy's like, insomnia check, who's awake with me? I'm like, oh, hello, friend, how are you doing? I saw you went to a concert tonight. Oh, yeah, let's talk about that. Are you going to the Anti-Star show on Saturday?
Where is it?
Pickle Park.
It depends on if I get out of, because I'm volunteering at another pageant on Saturday.
Right.
So I think I have to be there at 3. I'm not sure how late it's going to go. I think we should be
right
there around 7, I think. But it's a pageant.
Well,
about,
I'll be at the park.
Okay.
You know, sporting the Anti-Star.
Mm-hmm.
That's their CD release party, so Gabriel
Excellent.
And the Apocalypse are playing for them.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Or are they going to...
We do have a... Go ahead.
Well, I was just wondering, you remember that one song played for us in the parking lot?
Little Encounter, yeah.
That's going to be on there, right?
Yeah.
Ooh. Awesome.
And Vixen. Featuring Alisa from Divide and Eden.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Awesome.
I know. It's such a good song.
Sorry,
yep.
I'm just trying to look up the schedule to see if I'm... See what's
look
going
at the schedule.
On. Because, you know, I'm kind of busy like that.
Yeah, you know, someday I get to celebrate another fucking Christmas, because, you know, why not celebrate Christmas in April?
Do you get presents?
Fuck yeah, I get presents.
Awesome.
There'll be booze involved.
Woohoo!
Oh, there's nothing like hanging out with the ex's family. Really. Enlightens me. And why. Yeah. Oh, I'm going for Hangover Weekend.
Are you?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to do it up, just like the movie. How did she end up on the roof? Lord only knows.
Oh, boy.
At least I keep my drinking stories consistent.
Yeah. It looks like the pageant should be over fairly early, probably like 7. Starts at 5:05. Cool.
I feel like I'm in an airport with this dinging noise that you have going on.
Yeah. And of course, my dogs are now barking.
All
because
passengers,
why
please buckle
they?
Your seatbelts.
The exit.
If you need the air
here,
mask, please.
Here.
Make sure you save the lives of others before you save yourself. Child next to you. What did you give your dog?
I'm downstairs, and they are upstairs.
Oh, fuck, dude.
It's off.
Your dog sounds very angry.
Yeah, I know. He's super pissed off because I'm down in the office and he's upstairs and I'm not letting him come down here. Because you're horse.
How dare you?
What?
What? Shut your whorish mouth when you're talking to me. No, wait, we can't have one. Bullshit.
Can't even put it to good use
little
right now.
Constant fucking reminder. Can't even put a dick in it. What the fuck?
Mm-hmm. Wow. That was a great plan.
God. But what I think is funny about the volunteer challenge is it's not like I'm fucking getting any anyways.
Right.
So, I mean, the challenge really isn't that much of a challenge when you're celibate anyways, but when you're challenged not to do anything else, it's just, yeah. I'll bust out a memorial tomorrow while I'm drunk. That's what I will do. I will use the Keystone Light box. I'll even wrap it. Bullshit, I tell you. What are you doing this weekend besides the pageant?
Let's see. Tomorrow night. I think tomorrow night I'm showing a house, maybe two. And then Saturday during the day, my breaks are getting done, and then doing Pageant of Hope, and then Sunday taping for Twin Cities Weekend.
Oh, yeah, I'm playing football this weekend.
Hmm?
I forgot I was playing football this weekend.
Yeah. It's going to be amazing. Still waiting to double check to make sure that the our camera girl can make it. Haven't gotten the final... Yes, that she will be there, but we'll figure out something. There's got to be something. Even though I absolutely just love her.
Oh, that'll be amazing. I have not tackled somebody in so long. I'm so fucking excited.
It's going to be awesome.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
I just think it's even funnier to tackle a male.
Huh?
It's even better that I get to tackle a male.
Yeah. Yeah, we're not going to tell him. Sneaky. All right, well, wait a second. Oh, look at that. We got a minute left, or 90 seconds. Sorry. Anything else you want to say?
Oh, you can find us at the Anti-Star show on Saturday at Pickle Park, and it'll be the CD release party for Anti-Star. We do have an interview coming up with Head PE very soon, and we also have an interview with Anti-Star coming up soon, too.
Awesome.
Stay tuned for dates on those.
That's very cool.
Absolutely.
Oh, gosh. I feel like I haven't said this in so long. All right. Well, I want to thank everybody for tuning in tonight to Cool Chick Radio. Eventually, we will be on Tenacity Radio when we get all the software issues worked out. But until then, make sure that you like us, love us, share us on everywhere, because we like to be liked, we love to be shared, but only on social media, because social media is the only place two women really like to be shared, because if you try and share us in public, we will punch you in the junk. Everybody have a good night, and we'll see you soon. Mwah!
10 seconds.